Caitlin Holub, an attorney focusing on personal injury law in Northwest Indiana. Welcome to Personal Injury Primer, where we break down the law into simple terms, provide legal tips, and discuss personal injury law topics. Today's question comes from a caller wanting to sue the apartment complex where she fell and broke her hip as a result of an employee of the complex kicking rocks onto the sidewalk with a string trimmer when mowing the lawn. She says the apartment owner was aware that this was happening every week and knew it posed a danger to pedestrians on the property, but did nothing to rectify the situation. She wanted to know her legal rights. I asked her if, when she fell, anyone other than the employees running the string trimmer was present on the day of the fall, and she said no. She had to use her cell phone to call for an ambulance. Under the law, a property owner can be sued for a dangerous condition of which they had actual notice, but they can also be sued where the facts suggest that the owner had constructive notice. The principle of constructive notice in Indiana premises liability law applies when a property owner, by exercising reasonable care, should have discovered a dangerous condition on their property and realized it posed an unreasonable risk of harm to invitees. Constructive notice is established if the condition existed for such a length of time and under such circumstances that it would have been discovered and addressed through ordinary care. Constructive notice is a legal concept that presumes an individual or entity is aware of a fact even if they haven't been directly informed. This presumption arises from the fact that the information is available or accessible through due diligence. In premises liability cases, such as slip and fall accidents, constructive notice means that a property owner should have been aware of a hazardous condition through reasonable care and routine inspections. In the context of a lawn care employee operating in a manner that poses a danger to pedestrians, the property owner is subject to liability where they had constructive knowledge of the dangerous conduct. If the lawn care employee's hazardous practices were ongoing and observable over a period of time, the property owner, through the exercise of ordinary care, is presumed to have been aware of the risk. Constructive knowledge would depend on whether the dangerous condition was present for a sufficient amount of time and under circumstances that would have allowed the owner to discover and mitigate the risk before an injury occurred. Indiana courts emphasize that a property owner is not an insurer of an invitee's safety. Liability arises only when the owner has actual or constructive knowledge of the danger and fails to act reasonably to prevent harm. In cases where the dangerous condition is transient or not readily observable, such as a spill or a temporary hazard, courts often require evidence of how long the condition existed to determine whether the owner should have discovered it through the exercise of reasonable care. I hope you found this information helpful. If you are a victim of someone's carelessness, substandard medical care, a product defect, work injury, or another personal injury, please call 219-736-9700 with your questions. You can also learn more about us by visiting our website at davidholublaw.com. While there, make sure you request a copy of our book, Fighting for Truth.